come one and come all to Mostly Speaking Sentai's 3-year anniversary. We've got a big case for Five Man, an even bigger guest, and, at least at the time of recording, the smallest number of voicemails from fans anyone could ask for, because it's zero. But that's not the number of the hour, because my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai's third year celebration. And ongoing defense of Five Man. Yes, guys, I'm out of breath. You want to know why? Maybe our guest might know is also out of breath. I think he was just smoking down on a stogie. I don't know. Nicole, did you catch that?
420 blaze it.
Oh, yeah. It might not have been a stogie. We don't know. But I'm out of breath because Nicole is trying to kill me. She's bringing in all these fragrant things I was in a bathroom for.
It was a gift.
It was prolonged period of time in the bathroom, probably just taking a long-ass piss.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was.
And I couldn't breathe, and people would be like, well, is it because of your stinky piss? No, it's because of her trying to murder me with scent. And speaking of, my common-law who's got me in awe, Nicole Jacus.
Hi.
How are you? I was thinking if we're going to talk about the wedding, our big guest, as I said before, the golden boy of the hour. And he might have gone to a wedding recently, and we could bring him in.
Possibly.
Yeah, I've never been to a wedding.
Whoa! Well, that's...
As an adult man, sorry, I don't know if I was supposed to chime in.
Oh, no, go for it. That's something we got to get into. Let's introduce him, Nicole. All right. You may know him from twitch.tv/Caleb Bendit, where he's playing things. At least I think I've caught him playing Red Dead Redemption, which, Nicole, did you know this? It's a horse simulator. Barbie horseback riding could walk, so Rockstar could run.
Good way to put that.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to see Barbie skin a horse.
Can you do that in that game?
Yeah.
Whoa, can you skin a bear? Can you skin a cat?
Probably.
I hear there's multiple ways to skin a cat, but all I know is I'm too scared to do any of them. You also probably more know him from Power Rangers Ninja Steel, aka the only Power Rangers series that matters, Caleb Bendit.
Wow, that's high praise, man.
It's the only one that matters to us.
Well, in that case, I'm thrilled.
Hell yeah.
That's enough for me because you two are currently the only people that I'm talking to. So if that's the case, then I'm set.
Do you live alone or do you have roommates?
Had roommates. I'm back in Texas right now during pandemic stuff.
Okay.
But usually I have roommates, yeah.
All right, same, which is Nicole.
Hi.
I guess that's a roommate,
she
right?
She sounds like a real chatterbox.
Yeah, Nicole,
based on that response.
I implore you, break in at any time, Nicole. You got any questions for him?
I don't know. I know.
Yeah, to what end, James? To what end?
What's up with this never being to a wedding? You were born, I think, in 1998, if the internet serves correct.
You're correct. The internet finally caught up with me. And that was something that I desperately tried to hide.
Oh, dang.
Because I had a fake ID for years.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And all my friends were in their early 20s, mid-20s, stuff like that. So I would be asked questions and things like, how old are you or how old were you when you got the job? And I wanted to tell people, like, I had just turned 18 when I got the job, but I couldn't say anything because I didn't want to risk it being online that I was posting Instagram pictures or stories or something of me drinking a beer.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm 19 or 18 or whatever. So I kind of tried to keep that under wraps for a few years. And then I think somebody posted on Instagram for my birthday, like happy 20th or happy 21st or something like that. And then I saw my Ranger wiki page updated with my actual date of birth, because it wasn't on there for a long time.
Dang.
And luckily I had Chris, who's clearly 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
For people to focus on. So no one was really thinking about how young I was. Mm-hmm. They were just thinking about how old he was.
But still looking good.
Which we had a lot of fun with. Oh man, dude was a monster. It's ridiculous. It's honestly a little bit infuriating. I have enough bitterness in me to get a little hurt and jealous at times, but.
So I was going to ask you a question before you dived into why you had a fake ID, because I was going to say, oh, did you have it for the same reason I had, which was to buy parental advisory CDs?
Oh, well, I grew up in a really small town, so it wasn't hard. I'm talking more about like going sneaking into the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I tried to go to the movies in high school, the guy checking your ticket was like somebody who's a year older than you.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have cared less.
Heck yeah.
So I didn't have to worry about that too much in my town.
That's the kind of person, if you're working, especially for a corporation, things like that, who cares? Let a child into a R-rated.
Absolutely. And it just goes to show that that's, you know, small town decency still thrives and exists in this country we live in today.
Maybe not an NC-17, because I think you could get legally in trouble for doing that, Nicole.
What?
Is that correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought you were accusing her of something for a second.
Oh, no, no.
You said, right, Nicole?
Yes, I have gotten in legal trouble for that exact situation.
That exact? Okay.
Yeah. Well, accused.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's still allegedly in the courts right now.
Yeah.
Because you just allow children to purchase hentai at the comic book store.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Nicole works at a comic book store.
Well, if they're collectors.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to open it anyway.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
you
got
to keep it all sealed up in the package. So, you know, where's the harm in that? I'm totally with you, Nicole.
True, way to
exploit our youth for your paycheck. I actually respect and appreciate it.
Sexy comics out in the wild just feel better. You know, if you can watch them online, read them online is probably the better term to say that. But when it's out in the wild and you find it, you're like, holy Christmas, someone, this went to a printing press.
James, I'm not following you.
Because you're like,
I'm not joining you.
You didn't
on this,
get your porn from an old magazine in the woods?
No, I didn't grow up in the mid part of the previous century, so
dang,
I never had to hide them in newspapers like my great grandfather did. I guess I also didn't have to put a quarter in a machine and then look into some little thing and turn the crank. So no, I came at the cusp of moral debauchery.
Hell,
when it comes to the internet.
I won't say which person in my family, but before the internet was readily at our fingertips, this person was good at drawing, so would just trace a Sailor Moon and then just remove the clothes from Sailor Moon and then use that, I'm guessing, as masturbation tools.
James, are you having a breakdown?
No, I mean, constantly,
always. Are you having some sort of moment here that we need to address?
Okay, actually, I would like to address this. Whenever we have a guest on...
A friend did that.
Or, yeah, a friend. No, I mean, no, it's... I'm not good at drawing if that's what people are thinking. No. I don't want to, like, throw this individual under the bus.
Sure.
Whenever we have... Maybe I am a maniac, because whenever we have someone on who isn't readily in our friend group, they're like, oh, this person's a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you have something to say after that?
No, I didn't. I just wanted
you
to.
You just wanted to, yeah.
To
yeah.
See if you agreed.
I think people know.
All right.
Know.
Hell yeah.
But we love it.
Maybe our friends just have more time to warm up.
No, I think that's the thing.
Whereas like guests are just like, it's 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It's great. I mean, yeah, I think it's fantastic, actually. I'm glad that I didn't get any preferential treatment as to being introduced to either of you, because as most people know, it's much easier to have an interesting conversation with people you don't know at all. It's usually better for everybody.
Yeah, our friends have like days and weeks and months to be like, oh, I'll come on the podcast now. I know James and Nicole, but people who don't, I'm like, yeah, okay, this is how the show is going to be. talk real quick. I want to make sure your levels are okay. And then it goes right into me saying things like bongs. It's what people smoke, but also it's what you wear if it's in front of a billa. And then people are like, what the fuck is this person doing?
Oh, James, I have to tell you.
That was off
the
top.
If you're planning on making a career of this, I have to tell you, that was maybe worse than some of the stuff I had to say.
Okay. Well,
my show. So I get them out of the way. Get them out of the way early, man, because I'll tell you what, when you're in front of more people, they're not going to be as forgiving. as much as I respect a billabong pun as much as the next guy, I think you're not exactly reaching out to a mainstream audience with material like that.
But once I start crying in front of all these people, they'll be like, okay, you want to know what? He's going through a breakdown right now.
I have not found that to be the case.
Oh. Have you cried in front of a bunch of people?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, I'm a really good hide crier, though.
Okay.
In the sense that I make it very known that I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm crying.
I cried in a grocery store while listening to the Insane Clown Posse recently.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
is this part one?
All right, let's get into a special segment we like to do when our guests have an IMDb page. I've done it on This Movie's Gay. We have not yet been able to do it on Mostly Speaking Sentai, but this is what we call inundating IMDb. We are going to ask you questions because your trivia is lacking, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you questions, like rapid fire almost, unless you want to spend time on each one. We're going to ask you questions that people then who have IMDb Pro accounts, I think is what you need, can use our show as trivia fodder.
Okay.
Hell
all right.
Yeah.
Well, look, James, I got to tell you.
What's that?
You know, part of the trivia, there's an aspect to this business. You know, you want to preserve mystique. You know, you want to preserve the element of unknowing.
My trivia
page, I get people posting stuff there every day that I have to take down.
Okay, okay.
Because it's important to remain an enigma. You know, I learned that from Boogie Nights and The Dead Man. I don't know if it really holds up, but
the answers to these will make you more of an enigma.
That's
if people
what I was
know.
Gonna say.
Okay, okay. Well, then I'm game.
Okay, the first one, that's easy. You can also lie about this if you want. This is my question, right, Nicole?
I know that. You don't have to tell me that I can lie. I know how to lie properly. Are you kidding?
Where were you born?
I was born in Lake Jackson, Texas.
Ooh, that seems too specific to be a lie.
Well, all right. Throw it up there.
What is your favorite beetle, insect, or musician?
My favorite beetle is in the Beatles?
Insect or musician?
Or a bug.
Oh, God. I'm going to go with Billy Joel.
Okay.
Who I think fits more than one of those categories.
Yeah, that's a bug-ass dude. Okay, this one is, oh my God, everyone wants to know this. Do you choose New England, Manhattan, or Rhode Island clam chowder?
Well, obviously, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Is that even a close call? I don't even think I've ever had clam chowder, but to my knowledge of various regions, that seems like the most logical place to get clam chowder.
Yeah, you go to Providence.
Then again, I'm getting that from Family Guy, so.
Oh, I was going to make the same reference. Wasn't
better
sure.
Keep up, James.
Oh, man. Nicole, is this next one yours? I think I wrote this one weird, so I might have to say this one.
What? Your favorite holiday?
Oh, no, I forgot that one.
How is that weird?
Never mind.
Okay.
Ask it.
What's your favorite holiday?
Thank you for asking, Nicole.
Mine's the movie.
That's good.
My favorite holiday, I guess. I don't want to be, I mean, I it's like you don't want to say basic answers, but some answers are just, you know, ask a basic question.
Boxing Day.
I guess I have to say, yeah, Boxing Day. I really like Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
Christmas close second, and then obviously St. Patrick's Day third.
Obviously.
Very close third. But I like Thanksgiving because it feels like, at least in my case, I see all the same people that I'm going to see at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less stressful.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas, you know, it can be a hit or a miss because if you saw the same people on Thanksgiving, only a month's gone by. Like, what is there really to talk about, you know?
Football.
Like, wait, a month, yeah, but, you know, it's like...
Who's in the playoffs?
And the kids, and there's garbage everywhere, and you got to wake up at 5 a.m. because your cousin woke you up because you found stuff in the stock. You know, it's like, I don't know. I like Thanksgiving because it's a more peaceful seeming... There's not a lot of chaotic energy, at least for me.
Yeah.
But if you're making the food, it's probably chaotic as hell.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to do any of that shit. I don't have to do any of that fucking shit.
What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Oh, my aunt makes this stuff called pistachio pleasure, which is marshmallows and grapes and... pistachios and a bunch of sugar, and it's this great dessert. And I'm a very, like, I'm not a picky eater, but I only eat like one meal a day. Like, I don't really care for food too much, so I think that part of Thanksgiving doesn't really appeal to me.
Oh,
but, and I'm definitely not, I'm not like a sweets person. I don't really like dessert, anything like that.
Oh, I wish
this
I were
particular
like that.
Dessert dish is something that I will eat three or four plates of, and then, you know, obsess over making sure I have enough leftovers for the next few days. Genuinely, I love it. I look forward to it every year.
Hell yeah. Nicole, your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Coffee.
Okay.
I can't eat anything now because I'm like vegetarian.
What about back in the day?
Gluten free now, so it's like,
what about
me.
Back in the golden days?
The good
here.
Old days?
Yeah.
The good old days. I don't know, probably some good... apple pie.
Listeners of this show know I had, at least in my teen years, sad Thanksgivings where my family would go out of state away from me and just leave me with a freezer full of frozen pizza.
Hey, man, you know, it's old reliable. Whatever makes you feel at home.
I got constipated one year. That sucked. Because I just ate
I think
too
we're
much
on
cheese.
To the next question,
we're
James.
On to the next one. All right, this is a power.
You're not gonna win any awards for that kind of filth.
This is Ranger rumor related. Will you be reprising your role for a Muppets Baby Ninja Steel adaptation, or are they going the Finn Wolfhard route, aka they're just gonna get Finn Wolfhard?
I can neither confirm nor deny that is being discussed currently. But I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. Nicole, what's the next one?
Fart jokes. Are they funny or are they hilarious?
I liked you up until this moment, Nicole. I thought we were really getting somewhere. They're absolutely funny.
Hell yeah. The best fart joke in any movie is in Meet the Deedles, where they're scaling down that mountain, and then one of them, Aaron Paul, says, "Hey, pull my finger," and then he just rips one.
It's great. It's there's different levels too, though, because the more surprised you are by it, obviously, the better.
Yeah,
but it's like anything that's funny. It's the element of surprise and ridiculousness of whatever it is makes it automatically funnier. But yes, in general, I think they are funny.
Heck yeah, same. Is it true that to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Ninja Steel, that there will be an entire Lightning Collection wave dedicated to it that will comprise of Victor and Monty, Victor and Monty in superhero garb with bean can action, a busted looking Brexit, and that tween who was negging Redbot at his book release?
Jesus. Next question.
All right, Nicole, you missed a question up top.
Did I?
Yeah, in between that question and reprising role.
My bad. You read it.
All right, did craft services get better or worse from Ninja Steel to Super Ninja Steel?
Well, it was the same.
Okay.
It was sort of weird because obviously a lot of people in the cast are really healthy eaters.
Mm-hmm.
But like after we'd finished shooting, I'd walk down the street to McDonald's and get like 20 chicken McNuggets and large fries. And like I would show up on set. Chris used to make fun of me because I'd show up on set most mornings with a 2-liter bottle of Coke. And it's like 4:30 in the morning. And I would be like halfway gone by the time because they didn't have soda on set. They only had water, which is like one of my least favorite drinks. So by the end of the day, I would probably have finished a 2-liter bottle of Coke. So I ate really bad. So on the days where it was stuff like chicken and like good actual food, it was great. But then sometimes they'd serve like rice and everybody'd be like, oh, thank God it's rice day. And I would ask we had a great driver named Ray, And anytime she kind of caught on, she was the most lovely, lovely person and really took care of us over there. And she would, when it was days like that, she would kind of sneak over to me and be like, do you want me to run over to Mickey's and get you some chicken nuggets or something? I'd be like, Ray, that'd be amazing. So a lot of times she was a driver. If she didn't have anything going on, I never, you know, put her out of her way or anything like that. But she knew. That was the only reason craft services improved for me in the second season was because she'd completely caught on to my eating habits and was very, you know, helpful in delivering packages that other people wouldn't necessarily enjoy.
Hell yeah. Nicole, do you want to read the second to last one?
Oh, sure. Have you seen the 10-year plan?
The what?
The 10-year plan. It's an independent movie co-starring your co-star, Chris.
Oh, well, I thought you were referring to mine. I was like, no. No, I haven't seen it. But I probably should.
He bones down in it.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're saying he's with a lady?
No, with a man.
Now, wait.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
The 10-year plan. I have a podcast called This Movie's Gay. We watch queer films. And all of a sudden, we're watching this, and I'm like, oh, my God. What? That's Victor. And then my co-host is like, wait, what?
Wow, interesting. Well, hey, as much as everyone else has learned about me during this, I've learned something myself. So I'll have to investigate that further. But no, I haven't seen it nor heard of it.
It's good.
Yeah, I have a further no comment on that until further investigation.
We have one last question. This is the most important. And here it is. Would you like to formally denounce New Zealand?
Well, seeing as though I've already informally denounced New Zealand, no, absolutely not.
Oh, whew.
It is the greatest, greatest place. It is, I mean, seriously, the people there are so kind and respectful. I mean, it is, and beautiful people there as well. No, it is seriously one of my favorite places. And I had the time of my life there. I mean, like I said, I had just turned 18.
Yeah.
So that was like my summer abroad, so to speak.
Hell yeah.
I would recommend anybody who has a chance to visit because it really changed my life getting to go over there and experience that culture and all that. So no, absolutely not.
All right. And you brought a little America over there, you know, by drinking a 2-liter of pop and downing chicken nuggets.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was the hard thing, too. Because you go to, like, the gas stations over there, you know, and you want, like, a big bag of Cheetos, but they're called, like, Orange Krispies. And instead of, like, the cheetah, it's like a falcon or something.
That's pretty cool.
With sunglasses on.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's – and it tastes completely the same, but – it's like even the sound of opening the bag is a little different. So that did throw. I had snacks shipped over.
Oh,
because
okay.
They don't sell goldfish there.
Whoa.
And I'm obsessed with goldfish. So I had to go on a website and pay to have like a giant box of American snacks shipped over. And it costs like a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was like a box of goldfish, you know, a big one is like $8, like one of those cartons that I get. Mm-hmm. I have one sitting by my bed right now because I love goldfish. And, you know, to get it shipped, it's like $80.
Yeah.
So I had to pile like Skittles, everything. Mm-hmm. I had to get everything because I'm a big snacker, big junk food guy.
They open differently down there. They open counterclockwise.
Yeah, it spins. Yeah, exactly.
Damn it.
The other way.
All right, Nicole, I think we're ready to go into today's topic, which is episode 4 of Five Man, entitled Intoxicate Earth. But before we get into it, Caleb, before you got Power Rangers, what was your experience with either Power Rangers or Super Sentai?
I had genuinely zero experience. You know, I was born in 98. I had never seen a single episode or moment from Power Rangers until I auditioned for it. And, you know, since then, I really didn't even watch most of our episodes. I can't really watch. I don't like watching myself. It kind of makes me uncomfortable. But, yeah, I had no experience, which is obviously, you know, people are typically, like, surprised to hear that. But I just was at a weird age, I think, for where the series was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wouldn't have started watching until I was probably 5. So that would have been like 2004, 2003.
Yeah, I think it was on like Disney Jetix or whatever at the time.
Yeah, like because my parents, I watched a lot of Sesame Street. Like that was, like I was into older shows when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would watch, you know, I was a Boomerang kid.
Oh, hell yeah. I thought you were going to say I was a boomer kid. Yeah. I was like, excuse me?
No. I wasn't a boomer kid, but I watched all the stuff that the boomers made, I guess. But no, I liked Hanna-Barbera growing up and
oh, God.
You know.
Careful.
This is a poster.
Is Snagglepuss on there?
Yeah, he is somewhere.
I can do a good Snagglepuss impression.
Yes, we can too, maybe.
Oh, God.
Heavens to Megatroid. Oh, what a deal. What a say.
hell yeah.
Yes. Snagglepuss is one of my favorites. But yeah, I like the old stuff. And then once I got a little older, I think it was probably, I don't know when Power Rangers even kind of, it was. I know it's switched around a lot, but I was Nickelodeon for like 4 or 5 years, you know, and then it was once I got to my early teens, went back to Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably was just on a weird kind of alternating network thing. Where yeah. I never really, obviously, but the thing is, and I've talked about this, it's kind of crazy because had never seen an episode, didn't know anything about it, but it's so ingrained in pop culture that I felt like I had seen it when I was auditioning. Like, I felt like I had all the information I needed because so many of my friends watched it. And, you know, so many of my friends, when I got it, were freaking out and, oh my gosh, and this and this and this. I mean, I've brought friends to conventions who freak out when they see, you know, and I'm like, really? Like, you know, you have to stand at my table, right? I had no background going in. And luckily for me, I think my character was, you know, probably didn't require much knowledge. But obviously there's some people who've been on the show that it was their dream.
Yeah.
You know, as kids.
Hell yeah. All right, well, let's get into Five Man. This is all about teachers. Or I guess we should first ask, what'd you think of this?
I have to say, I was, as a first-time viewer of any Sentai of this episode, I have to say, I thought it was really fantastic the way that they, in such a nuanced way, really commented on the Earth's crippling alcohol dependency. I thought it was really well utilized. It was very entertaining, and it made some poignant points that I thought all of us could take something away from. So I really enjoyed it.
Heck yeah! Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. They don't really touch on this a lot, but all of these people are teachers. The five man are teachers. They teach specific classes. What kind of student were you in school?
I was a teacher's pet.
Hell yeah.
Just like a Monty.
Yeah, very much so, but more successful. I always felt like, because my parents were always very big about grades and stuff, so I was a straight A student forever. But I found that if I could make jokes that didn't disrupt the class, but that the teacher found funny, like if I could kind of use the weeks of school to kind of be the perfect student and then slowly become more of like the class clown,
mm-hmm.
there were no consequences.
Yeah.
Because the teacher wanted if you were getting good grades, but you were also entertaining the class, it was sort of a win-win. So I pretty much used that strategy for my entire educational career.
I should have done that.
Yeah, I figured it out early. It was like, if you just get close with the teacher and you do the work and you get straight A's, all this stuff, like it's a smooth ride.
My brother would think like, oh, if I do good on the tests, they won't care, but I won't do any of the other work. And it took my dad yelling at a teacher saying, if he is getting A's on all the tests, why are you failing him? Clearly right. He knows this shit.
Why does he have to do the homework?
Yeah.
That does make sense.
I don't think it worked though.
No. I would be the one who did like extra credit. Like when I was in eighth grade, I had like 112 in algebra.
Oh.
Because I would do the extra credit even though I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And would just whatever. But I was a good student.
I hated writing essays, and for some weird reason on math tests, there would be an essay at the end. And I'd be like, well, I know I got all the other ones right. I'm not going to do this until a teacher was like, just please like write something. So all I would do is just in one sentence, write down the answer of the essay opposed to like formatting it in paragraph form.
Right.
I'm like,
it's kind of interesting because you're taking the exactness of math and combining it with the complete subjectiveness of creative writing seems like a winning strategy for our youth.
Yeah, it sucked. Nicole,
what's up?
What kind of test taker were you?
Well, actually, I wanted to say how in my senior year and even the year before that, I think, attendance was so bad that they were like, hey, if you show up every single day, you don't have to take your final exam.
Dang.
Yes, that was like that at my high school.
Yeah, but then they were like, can you at least just like write something down? And I was like, no.
You told us this.
At ours, it was like if you had above a certain GPA and your attendance was above a certain percent.
Yeah, yeah.
You could choose 3 final exams to be exempt from.
Yeah.
And then obviously everyone picks math, English, and science, and then they just take their theater arts final exam. Whatever other blow-off class you already don't have to show up for.
Student publication. That was my blow-off class.
Nice.
Just writing articles. Yeah, I'm just writing. It was never like news articles. It was just editorials about why we should change our mascot from a rocket to a rhino. And there were these people who would make I called them toilet shrines, and it was just, they would leave the toilet paper just caked on the rim and then just massive dumps, and they would never flush it.
I was going to say, I imagine one of your articles being the argument for pissing on the toilet seat.
Oh, no, I do not.
I can see you as being a little bit of a contrarian though. Like a little bit of a Matt Drudge, if you will, of your local high school's paper.
It would be good for everyone to know that my nickname in high school was Toilet Seat.
Because you didn't stand up when you peed or what?
No, because you said I'm writing an article on why it's okay to piss on the toilet seat.
Right. Yeah.
It's fine to piss on me, guys.
Yeah, I was like, there is a joke that he's trying to say, but I don't. It's too far back.
Yeah, it's too far gone.
There. I think we got there.
Just like, you know, when you open up something down in New Zealand, it counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Sort of like the way you're spinning this moment back to a previous joke.
Yeah, that's what that was the intent.
Completely in reverse.
Yeah. Flip it and reverse it.
Rules of comedy.
Yeah.
Yes,
just keep going back. Callback on callback on callback.
Yeah.
Sharna would be so proud. I can't do that when Sean's not here. He's the only one of our guests who understands the Sharna thing.
That's a great joke to put in here for that one person who's not going to listen to this.
Man,
episode.
Chicago improv scene is going crazy. They're like, yes, they're shouting out our queen, Sharna.
Yeah.
Someone's getting stoked up right now.
Wait, you guys are from Chicago?
Yeah, we're currently in Chicago. We've been here for 6 years. We grew up in Muskegon, Michigan.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, man. You guys must get to see a lot of good comedy, probably.
When there's not a pandemic.
Sure. But, like, the improv scene over there is prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shithole we used to go to all the time.
Yeah, there was this place called the Shithole. It was up in an attic, and we would go there, and every set killed. Besides one bomb, we saw one person bomb there, and we were baffled because we had it was so awkward.
They got kicked off the stage, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they just turned the lights out on them, like, get the fuck out of here.
The shitholes are awesome, though, because I went to one in L.A., because I did the Groundlings in L.A., before I did Power Rangers, and I met this a friend there who said, hey, there's this cool kind of underground improv spot. Mm-hmm. Would you want to go? So we went over there together, and it was like at the strip mall. And it was in some like independent department store, but they let them come in and like put a stage up, and there was probably 40 people there.
Hell yeah.
And everybody sat on the ground. And when you went in, there was like ice chests full of beer. And there was a dude who brought his piano, and he would do music to whatever the scene was.
Oh, heck yeah.
And it was totally like freewheeling, where, you know, if you wanted to go up, you could just walk up and start doing whatever.
Touch someone on the back, say freeze.
It was one of the cooler experiences, because it was just a bunch of people who, it was like 10, it was like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't during the day, it was like at night. And people would just go, and there was a hat that you could put money in if you wanted to tip or something like that. It was free to do it.
Yeah.
But it was cool, because it was like we go to Groundlings class that day, and then that night, because Groundlings is so stressful and horrible. Like, I mean, not it itself, but it's just the experience, at least for me, because I have horrible, horrible stage fright. And so going from that, like, I would have panic attacks before.
Dang.
Classes, and like have to convince myself not to cancel, because like that's what I was there for. So going from that to like that night, you could go and this laid back vibe. If you want to get up there, you can go. If you don't want to, it's fine. It was a really big relief for me. So places like that are awesome if you have an opportunity to go to one.
Yeah. Jinx. All right, but let's get into Five Man, guys.
Yeah, Five Man. What are we here for? I mean, we're here to talk about Five Man after all.
Well, yeah, we have 10 minutes to talk about it. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. We're kidding. We have a little bit longer. We'll just go real quick on plugs, Nicole.
Sure.
Just say darlinghomebody.com. Done.
Done.
So a quick rundown of this episode in two sentences or less. The Zone have an elephant that can turn water into sake. And they do that to a dam, and everyone's drunk, including a dog. Five Man.
Hell yeah.
Forgot the nuns.
Oh, yeah, the nuns. There's so many people.
I did like how they kept cutting back to the dog.
Yeah, me too.
Slowly suffering from alcohol poisoning.
I was like,
how do they train this dog to do that?
Got him drunk.
Well, it was 1990, and I would not say that it's far beyond the realm of possibility that that dog was actually intoxicated.
They actually had him bound down with wires, but they just comped them out.
I like they had his little tongue sticking out. Me too. Like, yeah, he was exactly. Like a cartoon where he's like, bleh.
Maybe.
But I was sort of amazed by how quickly everyone became so drunk.
Yeah. And so they start out with children being drunk. And I'm like, oh, how can they escalate that? But then I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a drunk dog.
They drink out the kids playing soccer. They go to the water fountain, and they're chugging this water. And then in like 5 seconds, their cheeks are all red and blushy, and they're slurring their words and falling all over the soccer field. It was fantastic. I loved it. And also, I want to add really quickly, because I did research on this. The thought that I had when I was watching it was this had to be something that The Simpsons did, right? Like, that's anything you think of that's original, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, Simpsons did it. And so I did the research, and this show came out in 90,
yes,
right? Okay. Simpsons was 89, and I was looking. I looked for like 15, 20 minutes trying to find it. I was so sure. I was like, this has to be a plot on The Simpsons. And season 5, episode 12, guest star Kiefer Sutherland plays a military officer and takes over part of Springfield, and the next day they're supposed to go into battle. And Homer and some of the guys from Moe's Tavern sneak over and poison their water supply with Duff beer, and the soldiers wake up the next day so hungover that they surrender. So it was on The Simpsons, but its predecessor was Five Men.
Yes.
It's one of the few occasions where they were ahead of the curve. It's hard to beat The Simpsons and the Idea Factory, but they did it.
Well, when did Die Ranger come out?
Die Ranger was 92, because I was going to bring that up. This might be just a well that Sentai goes back to, at least in the early days, because on Die Ranger, kind of the same thing happened.
Yeah.
But
well,
it was,
they're still ahead of the curve. I mean, yeah. Simpsons didn't get to it until season 5. So that's like 94-ish, mm-hmm. 95. So I was impressed. I thought it was fantastic.
Yes.
One of the more ingenious supervillain plots I've ever witnessed was poisoning water supply with sake. It's all the time I was thinking, how do they not smell it or taste it? But, you know, sake's not incredibly strong.
Magic?
Yeah.
I guess we're that's a good point.
I don't know.
It's probably not important to ask the hows or the whys.
Yeah, because I was going to say, no, it's science, Nicole. Like, it's just this guy can do that with his long little tongue. But there's
science.
There's a huge... Oh, wait, what were we saying? It's magic. What was that saying from a few episodes back?
It was something like, if you don't know, then it's magic or something like that.
But I was going to say, oh, this is science. But there's that big hair lady in the sky who's like, on my thousandth eaten planet, I become immortal. And that has to be magic.
Well, yeah, because she's got those great eyes. But I did the research on that, too, because she said we've already eliminated the other 999 planets in the galaxy. And I was like, oh, is that an exact number? So I looked it up. It turns out there's like 4.6 billion that we know of. So that was a little bit of a plot hole in the...
But it's life-bearing planets, specifically.
Well, we know of 4.6 billion that could bear life in our universe alone, as of right now, at the minimum. So, again, we shouldn't get into the technical aspects of it.
But the episode starts out in just this hot and sexy karaoke bar, and I'm like, I want to go there.
Well, I was thinking when I first saw that, you got like these like... The cantina in Star Wars, but it's like a little bit more scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself as I was watching, and I had to pause it like a minute in because I was laughing so hard because I was thinking, it totally makes sense now why people who are Power Rangers fans that watch Sentai and have been watching it forever and who are adults and stuff like that completely fucking hate a ton of the stuff that happens now on the show. Because they have, like, in the Sentai stuff, I didn't realize, like, they curse.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, like, screw you. And there's, like, innuendo. And it's the whole episode's about booze. So I sat there and I was like, I get it. I get why they... Because I never understood really, like, why the Sentai aspects of Power Rangers was so popular. Like, the original footage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Until I watched... this, because the fight scenes are way cooler,
yeah.
as ridiculous as they are. They're like kind of violent and, you know, whatever, which obviously it's not the same demographic that it's made for, but it totally made sense to me why a certain part of the Power Ranger community is typically less than thrilled with what they watch on Saturday mornings on Nickelodeon.
I'd love to see how like Nickelodeon to the public kind of defends, like, they're drunk and shooting guns. Who cares? It's fine. Your children can't emulate that. They shouldn't have beer and they shouldn't have guns. It's fine.
I would be shocked if the CEO of Nickelodeon knew that Power Rangers was currently airing on their network.
Heating out.
I would bet against that.
Ooh. I mean, once the Westboro Baptist Church is like, there's drunk soldiers, and we already hate soldiers for some weird reason. All right, maybe they would like this. They're like, yeah, soldiers should be drunk firing guns.
It's always great in a free-flowing, fun conversation when someone brings up the Westboro Baptist Church. It's always great material.
And then tries to think how they would think.
Yeah.
I would. Nah, you don't want to be the person who's accused of thinking like the Westboro Baptist Church.
But it's for comedy purposes, sure, guys. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I wanted to say too, man, about like a real congratulations because this is y'all's third year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I actually have champagne.
Ooh.
Okay.
For this occasion. It's not technically champagne because it's not from France. And it's also Pinot Grigio, and it also came out of a box. But it's the idea is there.
Box wine's the best wine.
It's the thought that counts. So
technically, none of the stuff I said was accurate. But cheers to you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. He's sipping down right now.
Champagne and goldfish crackers.
And the diet of champions.
Hell yeah. The diet of champagnons.
All right.
It made both of you laugh, so that's fine. Even if you grimaced while doing
it. I'll tell you who would love that is Chris. Chris loves puns.
Hell yeah.
If you look at his Instagram, most of his stuff is pun captions. He's really, really good at coming up with them.
We got to start liking all those comments, Nicole.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. What was I going to say? Sorry,
I interrupted with my whole fake champagne joke.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I don't even know if it really played well, so.
I think it did. I was going to say, when you grimace, you probably really, you want to eat grimace because it's just a chicken nugget.
Next.
Or is he a milkshake? What does he represent? Yeah. All right. we haven't said it yet on here, but the music.
I'm gonna start doing that.
I thought you already do.
Just when you're like, come, it'll be like next. Go on to
with
the next.
With a U
thing.
Though, it's so the intro. I was gonna say come with a U, but I didn't want to say that. So if I just go come, it's implied it has a U.
That's worse.
Are we circling back to the intro? Of this fucking
yeah.
Thing?
Of course.
That doesn't mean I have to start over, right?
Oh, shoot, we do. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, where'd my questions go?
All right. I'm just going to get I'm going to get into just my starred notes. They somehow be... This has to be magic. This is how we know it's magic. They make the cars drunk.
Yes.
The oil is alcoholic.
Totally forgot about that. That was fan. They're like riding on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah. I was... Because they were like... Oh, they're fighting now. And then they showed up like one on top of the other. And I was like, are they just having sex now? Is that what this is?
Well, as someone who doesn't know
and
how
then
to.
They exploded.
I think this is because when you get drunk, you don't do this. Other people do. I've seen it. I've read it on a blog. Doing piggyback rides.
Wait. We have to stop here really fast.
What's up?
For what you just said is one of my favorite things. You just said, I've seen it. And by seen it, I mean I read about it on a blog. You said, oh, I've seen it, or I've read about it on a blog. That is the most 2021 thing you could possibly say. Oh, yeah, I saw this guy once. He jumped off a building with a parachute, and he dove down. He ran from the cops. Hey, you saw that? Well, on YouTube.
What you don't know is that's something I frequently say to Nicole to make her laugh.
Yeah.
You never think anybody's going to call you on it.
I want people to call me on it because it's a lie. It started, I think.
It's meant as a joke, but he says it seriously.
That's how you sell, baby.
Yeah.
I think it started with me constantly saying, Nicole, what are the wings for on pads? Because it just became a joke. And then I would explain, I'd be like, oh, well, I think it's because of this. At least that's what I read on a blog.
Right. Because, yeah. Also, the fact that you people still read blogs is sort of interesting. Because it's remember when we couldn't look at Wikipedia as kids because, it was apparently not the correct information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it turns out it's basically all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, constantly. Like, I've never gotten any information from Wikipedia, really, that has harmed my knowledge of the general world. Because usually the shit I'm looking up on Wikipedia is, what year did this movie come out?
Yeah, same.
Or who is the line producer on Casablanca?
Except putting your actual age.
Well, hey, Nicole, easy. A little testy. It's a sore subject. We talked about that. Next.
My favorite blog is 1 Million Moms.
I think this goes with the... church thing.
I'm sure that there are tens of people right now who know exactly what you're talking about.
Nicole knows. I thought you would have because you're on TV.
What is it?
It's a family activist in quotes group. It's just one person.
Essentially one person.
You understand? I was on TV. I couldn't even read Twitter for not wanting to see what people were saying. You think I'm going on a family, some sort of family page looking for
pretty much
incited?
1 million moms is like, everyone needs to cancel their subscription to Disney because they have shows that are against the family, such as Owl House, because it's about witches, and Star versus the Forces of Evil. Oh, because
okay. Yeah, I had a friend growing up who wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter.
Yeah, same.
And our friendship ended, like, immediately. Like, the only thing that I was really interested in. Sorry, I keep distracting you guys.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Man thing.
Okay.
I don't want people to not know what happened during this episode, because it really was something special.
So I started thinking about the alcoholic oil, and I was like, well, now Cheetor and Herbie Fully Loaded can get drunk. But then I was like, well, Cheetor runs off from Energon cubes. But make those alcoholic. What if this guy can make any food alcoholic? What food would you want alcoholic?
Food?
Yeah.
Oh, if I wanted one?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Hell yeah.
You kidding? If you didn't have to put your pizza down to grab your beer?
Yeah.
Or if you didn't have to like switch them, are you kidding?
There we
Wings?
Go.
That's such an easy, easy, easy answer. Yeah, absolutely pizza. It's what goes best with alcohol. So if you had an alcohol-infused pizza, you would make a killing. I'm going to give that to you guys. You guys can have that one.
All right.
I'm not going to do anything with the idea. It's y'all's idea. Okay, I ask for is a small percentage.
Okay, shush. James, the answer is obvious. It's pizza.
Okay, fine.
Then you just cut his whole part out.
Oh, so it's they don't
know.
Yeah,
so we truly do have...
Oh, hell
the
yeah.
Answer.
That's audio editing for you.
Wait a second. Hold on. Let me catch what just happened. First off, I want to make clear, and I'm going to start now. Go. I just want to say that, for the record, there's been a part of this cutout. First, what happened was, as a guest on this podcast, I was just shushed.
Yeah, that part was rude.
There's some collusion or some sort of ne'er-do-welling going on here, and I don't quite understand what the idea is. You guys can cut all this out, by the way. I don't know what is the plan here?
Wait, can you quickly say something? Just say, I don't know, like, I don't approve of Nicole and James taking my idea. I'm gonna cut him saying he does approve, Nicole.
I do not approve of James and Nicole taking my alcohol-infused pizza idea.
Hell yeah, I'm just going to cut that knot and then it's good.
I tried to give you a little space in
between.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, that's professional show business for you.
But for my food, I was going to say veggies because I don't like getting drunk and I don't eat veggies. Yucky.
Okay, there's a weird twisted rationale to that, I guess. If we're taking it from the glass half full, you might get more people to eat healthy.
Oh, hell
true.
Yeah. Not right? Me, though. Veggies, gross.
People would start ticking off that food pyramid
per
week pretty quick if you could get a little buzz on off your lima beans.
Nice. Some lentils?
Yeah.
What about the kids?
I guess the kids are just eating meat now.
Yeah.
They're going to be so lethargic. Which means it's easier to push them down. Let's get into some more notes. Technically, this is on me. How much of an alcoholic do you need to be to create a drunk style of your job?
Are you saying like, because in the episode, she's completely wasted and she takes over. I don't know if they call them Megazords, but that's what it looked like to me. So I'm going to call it that. The thing I was thinking was the episode sort of had a weird message because at the end, she wins based on the drunken fighter style of boxing.
Yeah.
Because she's completely intoxicated, but she ends up saving the day. So it was sort of, the episode had a really quick shift in messaging it was sort of difficult to keep up with.
I think what they were saying there is when life gives you lemons, just drink them real fast.
When life gives you 2.5 liters of sake, get into a fight with a robot so you can save the entire planet. Yeah.
Use it to your advantage.
I think Yates said that.
Yates?
Almost positive.
Get that from
Wikipedia. The reference will go over for some people.
But Nicole, like, what if you started doing like a drunken style of drawing?
Yeah.
I started doing drunken rapping.
Yeah.
And then Caleb's doing drunken acting.
Yeah.
Well, It's It's anyway.
Have you ever been? Were you ever drunk on set? You do not need to answer this.
No.
Okay. Whew.
Like while working?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Good.
Plenty of times have been hungover on set.
Just the only thing in your stomach was a massive amount of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, dude, it's the hangover cure. But we would, one of my favorite things we would do and some of my greatest memories of shooting, at the end of the week, because our weeks ended on Thursday, we shot Sunday through Thursday and then had ADR on Fridays. Every Thursday night, the sound and lighting crew would open up their, they had this big trailer thing, and they'd bring a cooler and everyone would hang out for hours. I mean, like into like midnight, 1 o'clock, just hanging out.
Dope.
Drinking beers and whatever. And Chip, who was the executive producer at the time, was always the last person on set. He was workaholic to the max extent of the word. And so I'd hang out with the guys for a little bit and then would go into the writing office and we'd talk and hang out for hour or two.
Hell yeah.
But those were really cool times because they you just looked forward to it all week. And like even days where I wasn't shooting on Thursdays, I would take an Uber, like a 30, 40 minute Uber to set just to be there for the hangout sessions because they were so, so much fun. Just
dope.
Listen to they bring big speakers and we just listen to music. But yeah, it was really, really fun.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Nicole, do you have any pressing notes that we got to get to?
Just that I really liked how they even did the drunken style with the mech.
Oh, yeah.
Was really cool.
It looked right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they really got, it was kind of, like, again, aside from the message change, it was, like, cool. I will say, this is the first episode of any Sentai I've ever watched. I really liked it.
Yes.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, I try to get my cousin to watch something from, you know, the 80s, and he's like, this looks terrible. Like, I showed my cousin Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the movie. I bought him for his birthday. I bought him the first three books, and I bribed him because we were at Target, and I was like, I'll buy you a toy if you promise to watch this movie with me when we get home. And so I picked out his toy, and he watched it with me, and he loved it. But there were moments in it where he was like, that looks so fake. He's nine. Like he's like 8 or 9, like he's, you know, sees the Avengers movies, you know, and he watches Harry Potter, which was like what, 1990 2000,
I think it was like 2004.
Sorcerer's Stone,
yeah. Oh no, Sorcerer's Stone probably 2002.
Yeah, that sounds right. But there were moments where, you know, he would go from whenever the feast comes in the Great Hall, he was like, man, I wish my school had that. You know, like, I wish my cafeteria was like that. And then the next moment, they're fighting the troll.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's not real. Like, okay, well, whatever. You get it.
He's like, I wish I had an owl at my school.
Yeah. Oh, he loved all the actual aspects of it. But when it came to the execution sometimes, he was like, he's not flying on that broomstick. he called total bullshit on all the CGI magic aspects of it.
If he doesn't like that stuff, just show him a Cronenberg movie.
Read the room, James.
He's nine. He'll love The Brood. He'll say, I wish I was like one of those little fuckers over there.
Wait a second. Are we really almost done?
Yeah, we're, I guess, pretty much almost done.
Do you guys only, is this only an hour?
Yeah, that's generally because I have to edit it. So I try to just aim for an hour.
Oh, all right.
But I'll start jumping through notes. Speaking on the drunk Zord, you shouldn't drink and drive heavy machinery that is a war machine. That's just bad tactics.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that it worked for the good team.
I guess.
It worked for the heroes. She kind of saved the day.
Okay. You want to know
why I was conflicted. I had issues, and I have written letters as well. And I did join the Million Moms group.
Yes.
To post my thoughts about it.
Yes.
That's my next strategy. We're doing a massive write-in campaign to the creators of Five Men. And we're going to get it taken off the air.
Please do. This smut needs to be out of here.
We're gonna make sure it's ripped from the airwaves as soon as possible.
I have children who frequent torrent sites, guys. And don't even get me going on the side ads on there. Generally, they're just large-breasted women.
You said you didn't want us to bring you into it. Neither of us did. And then you just said it.
Said what? Large-breasted women?
Next.
We guys, we never get large-breasted women in on this show.
Cut. I found out where you can chop off like 45 seconds.
What, right here? No, it's staying in. Because it's easier to just plow through the edit opposed to like, oh, I need to cut here and here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're so passionate as an artist. You're not willing to give up your integrity for the raw, unfiltered audio of this.
Oh, I mean,
I respect that.
Any uhs and stutters, things like that, I focus in on. And that's actually what takes up most of the time. Huhs are fine. Uhs are not, guys. I like how the twins have the same color scheme because they are twins. They have like a hoodie, a black hoodie, and then a yellow vest on.
Sure.
That's nice. Attention to detail. At the end, I would hate that house sprinkler that she has.
Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you. I just don't like being wet.
I thought it was funny that at the end of the thing, they were all drinking.
Yeah.
They were all like, hey, let's have a fucking drink and get shit-faced because we just kicked the shit out of that monster when the whole episode was about trying not to get drunk.
I think it's like just trying to get water back because you need water to live.
Did you read that on a blog?
No, I read this in a scientific paper called 1 Million Scientist Mom Strong. Moms can be smart, too.
You read it in a science book that you saw on a blog.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was quoting the book on there.
Yeah.
I read it on fagolovers.net. That's a juggalo website.
I read it
website.
In an ad on a torrent site.
Ooh.
Nice.
Below large, heavy breasts.
Yeah.
James,
don't please
do
stop.
A callback. James, that's yes. How you do a callback.
She
right
did
there.
It. I'm in love with this woman, guys. More so than I ever have been. Bringing me to that wedding, Nicole, was probably a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, we never talked about weddings.
You needed to get out of the house.
You need to get out of the house.
James, look, let's be real here, man. You don't have to stop in an hour. I know it's more work for you.
Okay.
Let's just keep talking.
Yes.
Let's just keep going. Come on.
We were afraid that you wouldn't want to.
Well, granted, I was afraid of that, too. But now that I'm here, it's... Oh, we can keep going.
All right. So they're getting sprayed with this elephant water, which, speaking on that, they're in this club and they're like, hey, guys, drink this water that our long-nosed friend just dipped in. Don't trust that.
I mean, aside from that, I was impressed that the kids at the soccer game weren't putting their mouths over the water fountain nozzle. That was the first thing that I noticed in the episode was, good kids.
That might be an American thing.
Yeah, that does sound good. That tracks. Yeah. But no, I was thinking in my head, I was like, well, good kids. Didn't put that, you know, get that kid a beer. And then I realized what the episode was about and sort of.
Yeah, that was my least favorite bit in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
When they were trying to get everyone to stop putting their mouths around the entire nozzle.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
They show the footage of people just fully.
So disgusting.
Oh, I haven't thought about that in a while.
I think about it every time I see a drinking fountain.
That's great.
Of like, what if someone from Pawnee was just here?
Yeah, Pawnee is a town that you don't want to live in.
Do you think Pawnee has a mask mandate right now?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sure that was addressed. I didn't watch the reunion thing they did during the pandemic, but I'm sure that was addressed during the thing. I'd have to look at it. But I was thinking, because you asked me earlier what my favorite holiday was, and I'll tell you what my least favorite holiday is for the old trivia section. Halloween.
Whoa!
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
All right? Who is the most famous horror movie killer of all time?
Chud.
God damn it.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, right? Okay. So
we are laughing because we can see Caleb's face.
Yeah.
Just think about it, okay? If you got Michael Myers out there, what day is he most likely to strike?
Arbor Day? Halloween.
He's most likely to strike on Halloween. Okay. So you've got the most vicious killer, who they call the evil incarnate.
The shape.
And he only strikes on Halloween. So why the hell would you be out on Halloween?
I don't know.
Especially if you're in Haddonfield.
Yeah, but he...
And in, of course, in real life, Haddonfield is in New Jersey. So you're not going to catch me anywhere near New Jersey on Halloween. You could bet a million different places I'll be, and you'd have better odds than thinking I'm getting anywhere close to Haddonfield, New Jersey on Halloween, because Michael Myers is out there killing people. He's done it like 9 times now.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a re... What's they call it? Wow, I cannot think of any words to... They changed the canon.
You're thinking of reboot, but that's not what I'm talking about. But in the... Every single time, even when they completely rob him of his entire story that's been told, he still chooses to kill on Halloween.
What about Halloween 3?
Are you going to say Halloween 3 Season of the Witch?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to talk about Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, as a matter of fact.
Got his ass.
First horror movie I ever saw.
Yes.
At my 12th birthday party. And I'm not a horror movie guy. I don't like horror movies.
I don't know. You're set. You know a lot about Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Well, Shagadelic. I'm a pop culture encyclopedia, but I'm not a fan of everything that I know about. I don't really like. I like good horror movies. Like the A24 stuff is great.
Chud.
You know, I like classic horror movies. If you say Chud one more time,
that's Nicole keeps saying the same thing to me.
But it's great because at the time. I got to invite 4 of my friends over to spend the night, and we decided we were going to do a horror movie thing. So we got to pick 3 movies, and so we went to Blockbuster and picked out the movies, and we picked out Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, The Exorcist.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And this great movie. I don't think a lot of people have seen it. It's called People Under the Stairs.
I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
It is fantastic.
Wes Craven, I believe.
Great, great movie. You might be right. Actually, great movie that I'm surprised has not been redone.
Mm-hmm.
Because the plot of it is really, really cool. But we watched Halloween 3 first, and I remember the whole time we're waiting for Michael Myers. Because, you know, we were kids. Like, we didn't check and see what the movie was, what it was about. We hadn't heard anything about it. We just saw Halloween, and we're like, oh, this is... You know, the big one.
Yeah.
And my dad had told me about people. He recommended that one to us. So that was why we picked that one. But it's an underrated movie.
Yeah.
It's got a great plot. Like, it's a cool plot. It's kind of, obviously, it's kind of dorky and goofy like a lot of stuff is. But the plot-wise, it's a plot that's sort of been used now that where we are now. It's sort of used where it's like technology, you know, taking over things. But I have a lot of respect for that movie. And because it was the first horror movie I ever saw, it's in like my top 10.
Heck yeah.
Because of how cool I thought it was when I was a kid.
You get to see an old man betroth a young lady.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you could see that anywhere where I grew up. This was on the TV.
You get to see a child's eyes turn to snakes and worms.
Are you reading something?
No.
You just remember the movie that well?
Yeah, we saw it maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We listened to a podcast called With Gorley and Rust, and they go through horror movie franchises, but in like a very cozy way.
Right. Well, the ending is so good. The ending is great. When he calls his wife and he's trying to get her to take the mask off his kids. What does he say? Stop him! Stop! And it cuts. It's like, ding, 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 ding. It's cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was a great movie. It was a little like Soylent Green as People-esque ending.
There was this rapper who was like, can you please sample the Season of the Witch theme for me? And I'm like, yeah, this might be hard because I'm pretty sure it's in a weird time signature, so let's not do that one.
Man, it stuck with me, and People Under the Stairs is one that I seriously still show people.
Let's watch that this year, Nicole.
In New Zealand, I showed, because Nico is huge. Like, that's his favorite. Halloween, he's all about it and loves horror movies. And I showed him that movie in New Zealand. It's awesome.
Nicole, you got any hidden gems you want to recommend?
You know that I always recommend The Clove Hitch Killer.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
But I also... It might like it because I have father issues.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you hate your dad, watch this movie because you'll probably love it.
You're like, whoa, if my dad's a serial killer, me and my possibly girlfriend will be able to murder him for good? Yeah, Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's Nicole's in real life letterbox review.
Yeah.
This movie is. Hey, if you hate your dad, 5 out of 5.
No, it's really good because it's just like this quote unquote wholesome religious family, you know, like white picket fence bullshit. And then the son finds out that his dad is a serial killer.
I had a white picket fence growing up.
Maybe your dad's a serial killer.
Yeah, you ever think of that?
Well, technically it was brown, and it wasn't picket.
Oh, okay. Who? I was going to be like, is your dad Close Zodiac? Call.
No. Hey, that guy just died.
That's what we hear. Because someone like, is it the person that those, like, the team of investigators said, like, hey, this is the Zodiac? And he conveniently dies now?
They found, like, DNA evidence in his, like, basement. Like, found pictures.
Oh, shit.
And shit with DNA, like, because he had a black room.
Always a creep if you have a black room, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, so they, I don't know. I kind of buy it. I was really obsessed. I'm sure you guys love that movie, too.
Zodiac Killer?
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Haven't seen it.
David Fincher. You've got to see it. I think it's on Netflix.
I'll check it out.
One of my favorite movies. Jake Gyllenhaal, Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, it's fantastic. Even in the movie, because I got super obsessed with it. You know, like when you're young and you see stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, when you get kind of obsessed with it and you're like, I can crack this code. Meanwhile, like I used to be a member of they had this thing called the Spy Society or something like that.
Sure.
Where they'd send you these brown envelopes with like puzzles and codes and stuff. And to get the next one, you got to figure them out unless you paid. But I was obsessed with doing those. And it's great because when you're a kid, you do it with your imagination is in full,
mm-hmm.
It's in full throttle. So even whenever it would be an easy one, I would pretend like it was way harder than it actually was for me, because you don't want it to be over.
Yeah,
because you're an imagination world, and you don't never want that to end. So I'd sit there for 2 hours, like, but wait, that's what they want me to think. So A must actually be the third letter. And I would just create barriers in solving the puzzle that I'd already solved in order to prolong, because I knew it was going to be a week before I got the next one. So you got to like take it to school and like ask your friends, you know, it's like, hey, do you own a magnifying glass? And they're like, no. And they're like, ah, oh, darn. You already know. You don't need a magnifying glass.
I'm surprised they weren't like, we don't, but I'm positive you do.
They're like, well, you're like, well, I guess that means we need to take a trip to the public library.
I heard that the public library in Los Angeles has like a 3D printer and all of this cool shit you can use.
I would not doubt that. I have a LA public library membership, as a matter of fact.
You got to get into it. You can print posters.
No late fees also.
What?
I'd like to add. Oh, yeah. I return my stuff on time. I'm a quick reader.
He's a golden boy.
Ooh.
He's the golden boy.
The golden boy.
Oh, you can't start saying it in that cadence. No, you guys fucking shit on me for so long because I liked the gold. Have you ever seen the Chris Gethard show?
I have not.
Okay, I thought because I see you're into improv and stuff like that. He's a UCB dude.
Okay.
It was on Public Access for a long time, and he would have on these weird, like, Brooklyn bands. So some were just, like, very artsy. One was called Evil Sword, and they had this song called The Golden Toad. I loved it, and everyone shit on me for loving it.
Did you guys watch the Hollywood Squares?
That game show?
Yeah, it's a show from the
Like just in general, have I seen it?
Well, I was going to say, because like that was one of my favorite shows growing up, because I used to, my grandma used to babysit me.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd always put on like the Game Channel Network on her like really old TV.
Yeah.
And it was the only thing that was ever on. It was like in her, I don't know what you'd call it, like a sitting room, mm-hmm. something like whatever. And they used to play reruns of Hollywood Squares, and there used to be this guy on there called Paul Lynde.
Oh, I'm Paul Lynde. Oh.
Yeah, which was the inspiration for Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on YouTube watching some clips, because I just go back and watch some, and they make me laugh. But he was, for people who don't know, Paul Lynde was a really great comic and character actor in the 50s and 60s, and even into the 70s, but... He was a closeted homosexual, because at the time you couldn't come out. You know, it's like Liberace. Like it's like one of those situations where everybody knows, but it was, you couldn't say it. And there's this one clip where the host was asking. They would always give him prompts, and then the various sort of character act TV stars would be on the panel and just sort of give witty responses. And he said, "Carnival Cruise has just announced that." They're coming out with an all-nude cruise line setting sail in the summer of next year. And Paul Lynde dings in, and he goes, "Are they looking for a captain?"
You do a great impression.
Thank you. Well,
that's fantastic.
That's what, you know, that's what Seth MacFarlane based the voice of Roger off mm-hmm. of. "Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah, this is very good.
It's scary.
But
good.
But if you've seen, I don't know if you guys are into musicals, because I was a huge theater buff, but he was the dad in Bye Bye Birdie with Dick Van Dyke. And he does the song Kids. "Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say?" And it's great. But there's one part of the song where his kid comes down. He goes, "Oh, I don't get any respect." And the youngest son is, because his daughter had just dyed her hair, and the youngest son runs down the stairs and he goes, "I respect you, Dad." And Paul Lynde just turns around really quickly and he goes, "I don't want your respect."
Speaking of game shows, were you ever into Double Dare?
Of course.
Yes. I've been watching that on Paramount Plus. Nicole's been hating it.
Yeah, they brought it back, right?
Yeah. I'm watching both, the old and the new.
I got to go, as a matter of fact, when I was a wee lad. Well, you're not going to be impressed with it. You've already set yourself up for disappointment.
I will be impressed anyway.
When I was turned 9, my parents surprised me and my younger sister with a trip to Orlando, and we stayed at the Nickelodeon Hotel.
Hell yeah.
And got to get slimed.
Yes.
And got to go see the live show that they do that was on. It was on Nickelodeon, but it was like they would only show like 15 minutes of it or something.
Wait, Slime Time Live?
Yes.
Yes.
You're exactly
yes!
correct. So we got to go to the audience. It was fun. They like get to dance and all this stuff. But we stayed in the Fairly Odd Parents room and got to have brunch with all the characters. And it was awesome.
I did not set myself up for disappointment. I wish they put Slime Time Live on Paramount just so I could see. Yeah, it's little interstitials.
It would kill.
It's dope.
Yeah, it was so much fun. My aunts took us. I think my parents had gone to dinner. But there's somewhere there is some sort of camcorder footage of us like dancing in the audience.
Damn, hell yeah.
To that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But it was great because the next school year, you know, you go to school, and I think I was in fourth grade, entering fourth grade at that time. And they're like, "So what did everybody do this summer?" And I'm like, leaning back.
Hell yeah.
My chair. If I had a cigarette, I would have been smoking
yes.
it.
Like, sunglasses.
You guys ready for this? Guess who got slimed this summer? But yeah, it was awesome. And then one girl's like, "Oh, well, me and my parents, we went to France." And I was like, "France. Underpants. Did you get slimed in France?" And totally one-upped everybody. Because you usually when you went back to school, you had to write like a page on what you did that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy.
Yeah, you had a blast. I was afraid the girl was like, "Yeah, my parents died." And then you're like, "Well, the slime isn't that great now. The slime has spoiled.
Totally would have killed my...
your smugness.
I have my, my general, holy, yeah, better than everyone else vibe.
Well, let me see if there are any more notes from Five Man I need to talk about. They threw a barrel at that elephant, and I was like, what's an animal you'd love to throw a barrel at? Maybe like a snake?
I mean, if I'm trying to throw a barrel at something, it's probably too late for me.
It's for fun.
If all I have is a barrel lying around, probably because I'm in desperate need of anything. So, but I mean, the first that comes to mind, of course, is the great Donkey Kong.
Okay.
I would choose a seal.
Hey, are you guys excited for that new Mario movie?
Okay for it.
Did you say you're okay for it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
That's what I say to myself every single morning when I wake up. Okay, I'm okay with this.
I look in the mirror and say, why wasn't I born a woman? It's sad but true, guys.
You need serious help, my friend.
I don't need help.
Yes, you do.
I'm fine.
That's why I'm here. I think that's why I'm here.
You need so much therapy.
James, you've gone on too long, buddy.
Nah, no.
You can't.
I went to a counselor a few times in high school, and I think that was enough.
No. No.
I'm good. I scream into a microphone.
It's Friday. Let's keep things fucking positive here.
All right. TGIF.
No one wants to hear about your syndrome.
Thank God it's fuck yeah. Actually, you want to know, get a big old monkey like a Donkey Kong, but it's a barrel full of beer and you just pour it down its gullet.
Yeah.
See a monkey, like a huge gorilla, like angry drunk at people.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Who cares?
Donkey Kong isn't a gorilla.
What is he?
I think he's an ape.
Oh, could be. I'm thinking of Manila.
Why don't you fucking get your facts straight before you start spreading propaganda on
a drunk, sorry ape of a donkey.
Oh, it's gonna be really embarrassing when it turns out he is a gorilla.
Who knows?
What's Toad?
What's Toad's a
mushroom.
Nicole does a spot on impression
of
Toad. No,
the mushroom is a... Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Let's hear
you do. Do it. Say, you've been listening to Mostly Speaking Sentai.
That's so long.
Okay, say, hi, I'm Nicole.
Oh, God.
Or say, hey, Mario.
I'm on the spot now.
I'll do my Kermit if you do your Toad.
Ooh.
It's going to be bad now.
No,
what if it's not. What if I do it and it doesn't work?
Well, then it's even funnier.
If it doesn't work, we cut it. I said we.
You're coming in on the editing session. Okay.
Yes. Oh, I'm scared.
Hi, I'm Toad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
one. It came out so bad.
Could you even hear that? Because Discord might have just said, we're not allowing this loudness.
All right. Well, here's my crying. My Kermit impression is kind of bad because I can only do it like him introducing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Kermit the Frog here. Miss Piggy.
That's good.
I'm working on it. Mm. And then I can do, I got a good impression for you guys. I can do R2-D2 when he gets scared.
And he screams.
Yeah. I can do that really well. But I don't know if Discord's going to pick it up, so we might have to cut this out.
Oh, just kind of stand a little bit back.
I'm going to lean back.
Okay. Yeah, Discord said no thank you to that.
Nothing. Not even to peek.
It just said nope.
Damn it. All right, we'll cut all this out.
I do a good Miss Piggy.
No, you do not.
Okay, well, let's do this then. I'll set you up with Kermit, and you can do Miss Piggy back, all right?
Miss Piggy, how's your day going?
Oh, Kermit, it's going so well. I just want to bone down with you. Oh, Kermit.
Hey, not around company.
Oh, company can join. Oh.
Hi, I'm Toad.
I can't do it anymore.
That was actually a fantastic Miss Piggy impression.
Yes.
Good for you.
I also do a good Stewie. Mummy, mummy, mummy. That's it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a micro impression, but still it works.
Hey, guys, I'm an author. I'm Brian the dog.
Okay, and that's where we end the cut.
There we go, guys. The downfall and hubris of many people is saying, what can you do, drunk little girl? I feel like, you know, a bouncer says that to a drunk person, and then all of a sudden they're on their ass because a drunk tiny woman just laid them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess if you're in a 50s neo-noir.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
They said it in the episode.
Oh, well, they said it in the episode. Must be right.
The reverb in this is so clean. That might just be something I'm picking up on. And Arthur, this will be my last note. Arthur G6 throwing those saucers at him, yeah. At her, I mean, at Remy. It feels very like Hot Rod-esque, where it just feels like a friend just putting tennis balls into a tennis ball shooter, and a friend's just like, ow, I'm trying to punch him away, but it's just hitting me in the face.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I liked it. Well, I guess that's it, Nicole.
Okay.
Is that your sign-off?
Yeah, guys, see you later.
I guess that's it.
That's it, fuckers. Get out of here.
By the way, you're going to be sued for copyright infringement, because that's what I already reserved that line for my tombstone.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Your tombstone pizza.
Eh.
I like any pizza. Give me a pizza and put it in my face. I'm going to eat it unless it has meat on it.
What?
So not any pizza.
Almost any pizza.
Are you nuts?
I don't eat meat.
All right. Hey, I surrender. You win. You win. You're better than the rest of us.
I'm not better. I'm just saying I don't like the texture. I'm not better than anyone, okay? I know that for a fact. I look in the mirror and I say, hey, you're better off dead.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
And that's where who I'll be seeing is the good Lord, and he'll be saying, you belong downstairs. You loved Finnish basement so much. Well, this is an ongoing project I have going on with my buddy Satan.
For people who are only listening, just understand that there's a smile plastered to my face because I don't understand any of the references that have been made.
It's just biblical, you know?
Over the course
of you don't know what a Finnish basement is?
I said what I said, James.
He's never read the Bible, Nicole. I read it front and back. That's what million moms strong say to do. So you can really like conceptualize and like know what Jesus wants in life. And that's a socialist paradise. That's what Jesus wants. Jesus hates the bourgeoisie and loves the proletariat. We do have one last bit to do. You said you wanted to keep staying here. So we're going to do this last question. This, all these five rangers, five men, if you will, they are all teachers, and they use what they teach as abilities. You have a science teacher, a math teacher, gym, arithmetic, and science, I think I didn't say.
Music,
that's what we need. If you were a five man, what would you be teaching, and how would you use that as a five man to take down zone?
A full 15 seconds of silence later.
Oh, I'm supposed to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, this is for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's what I thought you were like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, no. I thought she was speaking. Okay. I guess what would make the most sense for me, I actually kind of wanted to be a teacher at some points. I always thought that'd be cool. Yeah, being like a theater arts teacher would be awesome. And I feel like there's some utility for that when fighting villains from another universe, as clearly portrayed in the movie Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
There's some utility to that I think would be underutilized. So that would be mine.
And how would you, what type of special skills would you have to take down Zone?
Jazz hands.
Oh, dang. You distract them while someone else is like rib kicking them?
Yeah.
No hesitation.
I would assemble my army to do the box step around with jazz hands around. And of course, you know, the classic gangster sort of the West Side Story stark intimidating snaps towards the villain.
And then you dance
their psyche
fight
a little bit.
And well, I was going to say, Nicole, they're like, "Oh, what are these putzes doing?" And then all of a sudden you have a knife in your side.
Putz, are you a Jew?
What?
Well, you said putz.
Yeah, I did.
I come from a Jewish household, so.
Did I? I don't remember her. I don't remember
what you said. The word putt, so it came out of you so naturally. I just wanted to know if you were Hebe.
Did I say putts?
I think you, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Said, like, what is this putts doing? And I was okay. Like my nomenclature.
No, I'm not.
I'll say it like that.
I just don't want people saying like, oh, James is appropriating things. I'm like, I'm not, guys.
Oh, folks, start sending your letters because the Anti-Defamation League is going to be hopping on this guy quicker
you got it.
I'm the Rachel Dolphazar of the Tokusatsu community.
Man, it's going to be so easy to edit this down.
Why?
Oh, no.
Nicole, you know who Rachel Dolphazar is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. At least one person, I think, knows.
I know who it is. I don't think that's her name, though.
Yeah, I think it is. I might just be pronouncing it.
I don't think it's Dolphazar.
And then what is it?
I think you're skipping to episode 6 of your series.
What is it? Rachel Dolphazar.
No, it's not Dolphazar. I think it's like Dolzer.
I've always heard it pronounced Dolphazar. Let's see.
Yeah, go check one of your blogs. This isn't exactly great radio, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Dolazar. There is no F.
Thank you.
Dolphazar. That sounds like a Power Rangers villain, though.
It does. Absolutely.
They're like, oh, yes, my name's Rachel Dolphazar. I pretend to be human when I'm actually of another race. And it's like,
the villain would just steal other people's traits.
Yeah.
And use them to take over the world.
They're like, I'm a alien with dreadlocks. And it's like, okay, you shouldn't have dreadlocks, ma'am.
This is 20 minutes in a spray tan machine.
Exactly, yeah. All right, I guess that's it, guys. That's my that's my sign out. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's 3 years and we had the biggest guest we will ever have, guys.
I highly, highly doubt that. But you guys have been really great over the years. And it genuinely was a pleasure to be here and celebrate with you guys. I hope that at least 10% of this is usable.
Oh, I'm using, besides the silences, that's what I'm using.
But seriously, thank you for having me. It was really, really fun. Introduced me to Sentai for the first time, which was awesome. But really, really appreciate you guys, seriously.
Oh, do you have anything to plug?
Come on, man.
Your Twitch?
Who gives a shit?
All right, Nicole, what you got to plug?
I make creepy cute things and try to sell them on Etsy. You can just go to darlinghomebody.com and it'll take you right there. And then you can get some cool stuff. I'm at Darling Homebody on all the social medias. And then patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a monthly sticker or magnet.
Hell yeah.
Next month is... oh, Killer Duck. Yeah, so sign up before November 1st and you'll get a cute duck with a knife.
Heck yeah. Hey guys, I just have released a new album. It's horror synth instrumental stuff. It's good. It's nice. Check it out. Also, I released a single a couple weeks ago called Pulpit Aesthetic. It's very good. I think it's the best rap song I've ever put out. Check it, bros. And right now, if we have any, thank you so much to the 3 years of listenership. If there are any voicemails, they will be put right here.
James, Nicole, has it really been 3 years? It feels like just yesterday. You know, we had just been introduced to Mostly Speaking Sentai. And now it's been 3 years. There's been so much to listen to, so many guests, so many cool things, so many bits. I'm really glad I got to be part of this. I'm really glad to see you guys still pushing out content. James, you're the hardest working man in podcast business that I've ever met. And I look forward to the stuff that you put out. I really appreciate getting to be part of this. And I really appreciate getting to enjoy the stuff you put out. I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Take care. Now, I guess I should tell you who this is, but you kind of already know. It's It's Hit People Guy, Steve F.
This is Eric Berry, also known as Trekkie B47 from the Ranger Command Power Hour. And I'm just letting James and Nicole from Mostly Speaking Sentai, and I want to let them know to have an amazing third year anniversary. It's incredible that the show's been going on for 3 years. I'm so excited for James and Nicole. They've been absolutely fantastic and have helped me get through the pandemic through some great listening on the podcast. So James and Nicole, I hope you guys keep going. I know you'll keep going. Don't stop. Enjoy everything that is going on with your success, and I wish you more of it. So thank you so much, James and Nicole. You guys are awesome. And check out patreon.com/RangerCommandPH. Later, guys.
Hey, this is Craig from It Takes Two to Toku. Just calling to say, wow, 3 years. It's just incredible to think of where you guys started to where you guys are now. It's just a beautiful progression of, you know, success. And I wish you guys all the best. To thank all the amazing work you guys are doing at Ranger Command Power Hour is just absolutely breathtaking. Wait, what? Mostly speaking, what now? Oh, right. James and Nicole, right. Okay, wow. Yep, everything still applies. Just really proud of all the work you guys are doing. And yeah, okay. Keep up the good work. And we love you guys. All right, bye.
Hello, James and Nicole. Beelzebub here, wishing you a happy 3-year anniversary. You guys have been doing this show almost as long as I've lived here in China. To those of you that are listening, if you enjoy Mostly Speaking Sentai, you really should check out James's other podcasts, such as Hit It and Crit It, where he's part of a D&D group, and he ruins everyone's day by destroying the concept of lying. If you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you can listen to him talk with a couple of his friends about how Xander is actually a really terrible person. Anyway, I enjoy the work that you do, and I'm glad you've been able to do this for 3 years, and I really hope that you're able to continue doing this show as long as you want to. Alright, that's all for now. Die Ranger.
Ooh, James and Nicole. This is Steve Barnes from Richmond, Virginia. I'm a newer listener to you guys. Y'all forced me to watch some Sentai, for which I thank you. It was fun. I watched that crap, and y'all made me. That's all I got to say about that. Congratulations on 3 years. That's amazing. And I hope Nicole will stick it through for at least 3 more episodes. You go, girl. And why did I say that? Anyway, congratulations, y'all. I'll keep listening. Bye-bye.
Oh, it was such beautiful words people said or did not say. I don't know. I told people a week ago, hey, give us some voicemails. They have not yet. Fingers crossed they did for the first year. Second year.
I like what that first guy said.
Oh, me too.
I didn't.
It's probably, if I have to think, Steve F., that's probably the only person who's going to put something in.
I liked him, and I liked what that second guy said.
Oh, no. We're just going to have Sean Marciniak.
Is that controversial? Oh. I liked what the second guy said.
I thought it might be.
He had a really calm demeanor.
We're going to have Sean Marciniak just do 3 different characters, and those will be the call-ins.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that third guy.
Oh, please stop adding people. You got to stop. Yeah, so check that out wherever music is found, Spotify and whatnot, about the music thing. Not this. The people who did a thing you heard right now. Fuck, man. It's going on 2 hours. And then check out the other podcasts that we do, such as Shuffling the Deck, the definitive introductory ICP playlist podcast, where Sean Marciniak and I are going through every single ICP album and picking 1 or 2 songs to say, like, these are the ones that you should show your friends if you're trying to get them into it. Check out This Movie's Gay. I hope that's coming back soon. I'm not sure. Same with Hit It and Crit It, our D&D podcast. And go over to mlmpod.com. Oh, no, that's to find that stuff. I meant to say go over to patreon.com/mlmpod for exclusive podcasts such as Engage with Nicolas Cage, Talking About Beyblade, The Toku Reading Corner, and This Existed. That's just $5 a month. Every single Friday, you get new stuff. But if you're a $10 patron, you get friggin' shout-outs on every single free feed. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F. Next up is Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour. Then we have Alex Z, the Waz. Orion, he's a rapper, D-F-O, Defo. Kayla, Two Grapes. Tyler Wright, he's our best friend. He cried, seeing his friends in one place, and we were all eating pizza, and he was happy. That's why he was tearing up, I think at least. Elliot W, at Garlic Sunshine on Instagram. They're an artist. Check out their artwork. Jordan B, the Chaos Witch, and Nicole's little brother.
Hi.
He's my Bickle, my brother in common law.
Don't say that.
He's my Bickle. Josh, that's his name. All right, thank you guys so much. It's 3 years. Can't you believe it? I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And I've been Caleb.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye. And thank you so much, Caleb.
Thank you.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
I do approve of James and Nicole taking my alcohol-infused pizza idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited, though, about the new Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Oh, same.
That I'm excited about. Because we've had our group going for a year now, actually. Almost running up on a year.
Heck yeah. What class do you play? Then we do got to get out of here.
Well, at the moment, I'm a monk.
Heck yeah.
Fighter monk.
Nice.
But originally I was a half elf. That was like during, we did a few weeks and then our DM wasn't able to DM anymore. So we switched to another campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But our campaign right now is awesome. It's sort of like we're all at this adventurer school, like high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Mystery of Valhalla. And we're sort of reaching the climax of our story. So here in the next few weeks. So yeah, but I love D&D, man.
Hell yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. All of us look forward to it every single week. And I'm so glad that more people it's becoming a little bit more mainstream, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which is cool for everybody. I know there's probably some people, you know, gatekeeper types,
mm-hmm.
but in general, it's great for it because I like being able to talk about it with normal people and actually have them be interested in it, not saying, you know, it's like the way we used to talk about video games. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Some people were like, it's a video, like, I don't care, it's a video game. But
they were like, next.
Yeah, cut. Exactly.